How about the Moby from 18 with At Least We Tried? And I am not making light of anything, Tom, you might be going through. I'm trying to help you. I am. In my own monster way. And Erasure start off the entire set with Love to Hate You, because you're going to have to throw that on at least four times. And hate is actually kind of a really harsh word, so don't actually use the word hate, but use it to get through what you got to get through. Well, I know I'm still here. I'm just hanging out. I'm just figuring out what I'm going to play next. I said at 10 I'm going to start something like a thematic, but I'm not ready for that yet. I'm still working. I'm running here and there. People are calling me. I'm doing what you call a radio show. But did you know that 17 million people will acquire a dog or a cat within the next year? And that's a good news, but the fact is there are still 2.7 million pets losing their lives in shelters. However, that percentage has been going down because adoption rates have been going up, and that's awesome. And by adopting, you can actually make a difference in the life of a shelter pet. A person is the best thing to happen to that shelter pet, so be that person and adopt a shelter pet. Brought to you by the shelterpetproject.org and your good friends here at WRCT. Let's pull something off the Lanny Flowers album that came out earlier this year called Flavor of the Month.
I woke up this morning again in the nick of time, had you on my mind. I'm running behind before I even begin. I said some things last night that I shouldn't have, and I might regret. But I don't care. To see you again. So tonight, don't make me wait too long. Yeah, tonight, don't make me wait, don't make me wait too long. I couldn't stop thinking of you through the red lights, down the turnpike.
Thank you. stretched her hand. She cracked her spine and so we sent. While Ruth and Red and Beckett and Blue into the confession flew. And in their box unlocked their dreams. While others turned on a wheel through squandered ambitions while marking time. Taught lessons to all adjacent to crime. From a day's report in the Scotland Yard blotter. Who got who and who got what? But none of that mattered, not one jot. To with the dot of the decimal place. While Beckett and Blue and Ruth and Red fight for all I know be dead. A Judah church of both legitimate.
Amoeba Teen wrapping up that set of music here on the Viva La Mock Radio Show from their self-titled album with a Melody Told You. Played some Elvis Costello and the Postures from the A Boy Named If album that came out earlier this year with Penelope Halfpenny. Also threw some brand new music in from a Walker Brigade. New album's called If Only, and that was a song called Choker, which was released about a week ago on the Big Stir record label. And speaking of Big Stir, Big Stir put out the Lanny Flowers album in correlation, in connection with, in association with Spider Pop Records. And I played some Lanny Flowers from the Flavor of the Month with a Don't Make Me Wait. Let's start off that entire set. So here's the deal. It's already 10 minutes past 10. And I've got music to play. I've got a mock coming up at midnight of my 23rd anniversary. I've got a couple emails that are like, hey, Mockster, do you have this song? It name drops 23. Talks about 23 years. It's called 23. And I'm throwing all those into the mix, hopefully. And the mock, I'm going to warn you, the mock will take it probably the whole hour, from midnight to 1 a.m., because I have found a bunch of songs. But and that's a big butt, which is fun, because I have a big butt. I was inspired by an email I got recently. In my best Casey Kasem voice, I'll say. I don't have a Casey Kasem. I don't even have a good Casey Kasem voice. But a listener reached out and said, hey, Mockster, my wife, her birthday is happening. Could you play a song for me? And I was away, so I was playing repeat songs. I was playing best of encore presentations of Viva La Mock, and I could not actually, on her birthday, celebrate that. So I told this listener in an email, I said, you know what? I'm going to celebrate your wife's birthday in a new and special way. And that way is, so just to give you some background story of this, because I don't know this person. They email me, so I know them through the emails. I know that they listen to my show, and I appreciate, Bill, you listening to my show. And because of that, I want to do something special for you. So he said, you know what? My wife is turning 40, or now my wife has turned 40, which I did math, carried the one, and I found out that his wife was born in 1982. So you know what? I'm going to only play songs from albums from 1982 up until the mock. I hope it doesn't. Starting off with some Sparks, Angst in My Pants, which has nothing to do with your wife celebrating her birthday. It's just a great song. And I just watched the Sparks documentary, which if you have not seen this, find it and watch it and report back to me, because there will be a test later. Happy birthday to Bill's wife, belated. Only the way the Mockster can do. Songs for the next 2 hours that only came out in 1982. It's the Viva La Mock radio program. You can be smart as hell, know how to add, know how to figure things on yellow.
It says a joke, it's filled it out, and you've got angst in your pants. You've got angst in your pants. You sure you made it disappear and you still got angst in your hands? I hope it doesn't show, it'll go away. It's just a passing phase, it'll go away. Give it 100 years, it won't.
Yeah, from their second album. It was actually the final album that Chris Stamey was on. That's the DBs from 1982 with Neverland. Would you believe, like, Scott Litt, I don't know if you knew this, Scott Litt actually produced that. And for 90% of the listeners, which is like two of you, and that's given me a lot of leeway on what two is of 90% of 100. Scott Litt actually produced a lot of that later REM stuff back in the late 80s and into the early 90s. This was from 1982, though, the Repercussion album and Neverland, some DBs in that set of music. Hey, speaking of REM, yeah, REM's first album, first release, well, first EP, because the first release was the Radio Free Europe single on Hibtone, and then on IRS Records, they put out the Chronic Town album back in 1982, so I played you Gardening at Night from REM. XTC put out English Settlement in 1982. Since is working overtime from XTC. And start off the entire set. The entire set start off with the Sparks, or just Sparks, with Angst in My Pants. And sadly, like, the next words out of my mouth, I want to say, that's going out to Stephanie because we're celebrating her birthday. But I didn't play Angst in My Pants to celebrate her birthday, because that's weird. I played Angst in My Pants because it came out in 82, and B, I just literally last week saw the Sparks documentary. If you have not watched this, it's called The Sparks Brothers, and it's phenomenal. And there's a couple things I don't think they even touched on. They touched on the influence of the Sparks, but I don't know if they actually literally touched on what I would feel was like the influence of the Sparks on bands like Queen or Sweet, some of those power pop bands. Like anyway. And with it, I was like, oh my gosh, guess what? My radio shows are going to be Sparks-centrics for a while, and they might be. Like, I might dig back because we have all those albums in our vinyl library, and I just love exploring and playing new stuff and stuff I've played and stuff I will play. So where am I going with this? I don't know. About 28 minutes past your hour. My name is Paul. I should tell you that it's a show called Viva La Mac. You have to say it that way too. Viva La Mac. And it comes to each and every Friday evening. And there's encore presentations throughout the week, randomly. Most notably on Tuesday afternoons. Did you know that the home invaders most likely to threaten your family are not actually human? Nope. Because they're cockroaches. Yeah, because cockroaches can spread salmonella, and they can trigger asthma attacks. They contaminate food and spread disease. And then there's termites, and they destroy billions of dollars of property each year. And there's those stinging insects, which send 500,000 people to emergency rooms. Well, guess what? You can actually protect yourself and your family by visiting pestworld.org. That's pestworld.org. This public service message brought to you by the National Pest Management Association. And me, the Mockster. So, Stephanie, I hope you had a good birthday. We are going to celebrate it in style, as only the Viva La Mac radio program can do. By playing songs from the year you were born. Yeah, that was back in 1982. One of my favorite songs of all time. From one of the best power pop albums of all time. It's Marshall Crenshaw.
how to drive. Me and the boys. Taking in the sights. Me and the boys.
Yeah, the Mockster is stuck in 1982, and you can't be stuck in 1982 without going back to the one-on-one album from Cheap Trick. With I'm going to argue, well, I actually can't argue, I'm just going to tell you, one of my favorite Cheap Trick songs is Siege Tight. There's so many great ones from In Color and the first few albums, but post-1980s, that is definitely number one for me. What else did I play in that set of music? How about some Nick Lowe? Nick Lowe went back to the Nick the Knife album with his song Stick It. That was actually his first solo album post Rockpile breaking up. He had others, I believe, but that was like the first after, like, instead of putting out albums while you're in another band, Rockpile was no more, and then Nick Lowe put that out. And speaking of someone who was doing that, Dave Edmonds, another Rockpile member. Right before the Nick Lowe, I played some of Dave Edmonds from 1982. With DE 7th was the name of the album. And him doing a cover of the NRBQ song Me and the Boys, which is awesome because A, I love Dave Edmonds, and B, I love that NRBQ song, so I was able to merge both of those for you, Stephanie, because we're celebrating your birthday by playing songs from 1982. And then we started off the entire set. I almost forgot that we started off the entire set from Marshall Crenshaw. Marshall Crenshaw, he put out this phenomenal, well, he's put out a bunch of albums that are phenomenal, but that debut album he put out back in 1982, self-titled, it's like this nerd pop album that, if you're a nerd and you like pop music, you should put it in your collection because it's awesome. And Cynical Girl, which is a song that lies deep into the Mockster's heart, that was my personal ad back in the 90s. I used to put that out in the back of the city paper, the lyrics to a Cynical Girl, and I would see who would reply, and nobody actually ever replied, but that's okay. It was probably better that happened, or didn't happen. And that was that set of music. Hey, my name is Paul. I am the Mockster. Thank you so much for tuning in, hanging out with me on a Friday night. Someone's got to hang out with me on a Friday night, and sadly, you picked the short straw this week. Hey, don't forget, if you love this pop music that I'm playing, if you love this pop music I am playing, you can pull up a chair each and every Sunday evening and get breakfast or dinner. Yeah, Chris Wired serves up a feast each and every Sunday night at 11 of power pop, jangle pop, psychedelic, whatever feeds his mind and yours each and every Sunday night, and it's well worth your time. Hey, don't forget, in about an hour and let's say an hour and 15 minutes, I'm going to do a thing called the mock, and the mock tonight, or today, or during this program, I never know how to word that, is that we are celebrating the Mockster's been here at WRCT for 23 years. I'm like a moldy piece of bread hanging out with you. And I appreciate you allowing that happen. Just scrape a little bit off the edges, and I'm okay. I'm less moldy that way. But until we get up to the mock, I am playing songs that were released on albums from 1982. Because this is fun. I'm enjoying that. 1982, we saw, almost before they went into like a little hiatus for a couple years, Squeeze, actually. Squeeze put out Sweets from a Stranger. And from that album, Black Coffee in Bed, it's Diva Lamont here on 83.
There's a stain on my notebook where your coffee cup was. Oh, there's ash in the pages, now I've got myself lost. I was writing to tell you that my feelings tonight are a stain on my notebook that brings your goodbye.
Let it roll.
Dexy's Midnight Runners ramping up that set of music. From their 1982 album, To Rye A, which guess what song came from that? Guess. What other Dexy's Midnight, what only Dexy's Midnight Runners song do you know? Yeah. Come on, Eileen came from that album, but I went with the Van Morrison cover because I love A, that song, B, I love their cover of that song. Jackie Wilson said, hey, before the Dexy's, Haircut 100 from Pelican West, which that might have been the third single I played. It wasn't Boy Meets Girl or Favorite Shirts. I went with A Fantastic Day from 1982. Speaking of 1982, I don't know if you got that theme of what's going on. I'm just playing albums from 1982 right now. Like if we could do a flashback to 1982 and find a radio station that played the mix that the Mockster is playing tonight, you'd be like, dude, this is awesome. Because, A, it's not just like top 40, and it's not just the hits. I'm digging around. Split Ends from A Time and Tide gave us 6 months in a Leaky Boat. And Squeeze started off the entire set from Sweets from a Stranger. 1982, if you want to know when that album came out, I'll tell you. Black Coffee in Bed. Which gets us here. We're actually just maybe just past the top of the hour. Maybe. Which might mean it's time for me to do a thing called the WRCT Radio and Music Calendar. Yeah, it's just past 11, and that's what we do around 11. Let you know some things going on around town, some shows, some cultural events. So let me figure out if I can tell you some of those things. So let's look what's going on. Let's see the date. It's all early June, so I can make this happen. 820 Liberty Gallery is actually showing Simply Divine. It's a retrospective of Danny DeVito.